Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Yo, my name is Rob F. Sewitch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. And this is episode 220. Well, it's the new year. This episode comes out on New Year's Day.
Wow. What a way to start off 2020.
And
it's episode 220.
Wow, it's episode 220.
Oh, my
and
Lord.
And actually, somebody commented on a mixtape recently that the halfway point for the mixtapes comes out this month, or comes out on... trying to figure it out what they said, but basically on 10, well, let me look it up actually, but basically the mixtape number 210 comes out, sorry, 110, episode, mixtape 110 comes out the same, around the same time as 220, so it's the halfway point.
Wow.
Well, here, this is what they say. Okay. I'm looking it up, so just brace yourself. Okay, here it comes. Here's this. Okay, here is what he said. John, this is John. Oh, Tojan. Tujan or whatever. This is Tujan. Tojan. He said, I'm a month early to mention slash notice this, but can you believe that at the end of next month, the mixtapes will meet halfway at 110 with the episode numbers and 220. And on January the 22nd, no less. So that's 01-22-20. It's all ones and twos and zeros. It's kind of neat. All right. So let's do some top of the show business type stuff here. First of all, I just want to mention, and you know, this might not be for all the users, you know, but there's a stand-up comedy show that's happening that I'll be doing on January 25th in San Francisco. So for any San Francisco Bay Area users. I almost said that like an English person, a Bay Area users.
Right, nice.
The January 25th, which is a Saturday at 11:30 p.m. is the show. So it's also for some of you late birds and or night owls, I guess, which is a late bird, a night bird, night birds. That's what I meant. And so, yeah, that's at 11:30 p.m. at the Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco as a part of San Francisco Sketchfest. Okay, just wanted to mention that for those of you who, for those of you who are crossover users, I guess. Now, I wanted to respond to this comment that Nathan, user Nathan made on the last episode. His comment was regarding playing a track from Battle Kid. He said, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it established in the past that LMH had a cutoff date for valid selections because after some point, I thought it was somewhere or sometime in 96, composition styles had changed to the point where they didn't sound like classic game compositions. So to respond to that comment, I wanted to say that there's never been a cutoff for any system except for Neo Geo, and that cutoff is 92. As long as the system came out in the fourth or earlier generation, and it's not CD-based stuff, that would make it legal. So for the Twilight episode, which was episode 129, it was what made most sense for the spirit of the topic. So, for example, you know, even though there was a Genesis game that might have come out in 2001, which was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something like that, it just that to draw from that era or from that year wouldn't be it would just there was only one game or something like that, so it's all explained in those episodes how those years were picked. But for the NES, the year we drew from was 1994, even though Battle Kid had come out in 2010, but it wasn't in the spirit of the sort of Twilight topic, okay, if that makes sense. But anyway, to answer any questions, yes, Xenocrisis would be legal since it came out for the Genesis, and it's technically a fourth generation game, even though... Anyway, so, all right, so that's that. Anyway, that's that as far as that goes. And then also, well, recently I played a couple Genesis games. I played through Shiny Force 2, first time playing a tactical role-playing game, and I guess it was interesting to see what that was like and try that out. You know, the music is, of course, really good to that game. And I also played through Landstalker for the Genesis, and that was a pretty good game, and I that also has very good music, so... those are the games I've been playing lately, and I don't know. How about you?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, January 9th, Portland, Oregon, ground control. DJ Rob F. Switch is back in the house. I haven't been there the last 2 months because I've been out of town.
Oh, yeah.
So, definitely, they've been missing... The Rob F. Switch Touch. You know what I mean?
The Rob F. Touch.
You heard of this Tetris champion and the technique that he used?
No. Oh, yeah. The tapping. Hyper-tapping.
Hyper-tapping. That's got nothing on the Rob F. Touch.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm like mega-tapping. I'm mega-tapping that DJ booth. Do you understand?
Right.
So, January 9th, it's the free play, monthly free play. That will be going on. Also, I'm going to France next month. So, if anyone knows of any arcades, 281 Sonic 91, hit me up. The last 2 years I've been in France, there hasn't really been a gaming scene. Oh, but there was that retro store I sent pictures. Do you remember that? I sent you pictures of that retro store.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all PAL.
Right, you can't play that. Homie can't play that. Homie don't play that.
Right. So, I definitely won't be getting into that. Maybe a Game Genie? Will a Game Genie?
No. I have a PAL Nintendo. And I can play them. But you can't play them.
They're no PAL of mine. Listen, you know what I have been playing recently? Super Puzzle Fighter.
Oh, really? It's a Street Fighter puzzle game.
It's really fun.
Oh, really?
It's really fun. I didn't. My upstairs neighbor has an arcade machine, a MAME machine. And we were playing Street Fighter 2, but we were just going through all the different games one night, and I just saw Super Puzzle Fighter 2, so I just put it on. And using only the basic columns and Tetris skill set that I have, I was able to figure out how some of it works. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah, so, should check that out, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, a very good game. And I sent you some videos about my experience with this PS4 that I got recently.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my. I made a whole other video, which I'll have to post up soon. About what a pain. Who plays this PS4? I don't get it. This is not right the way they treat gamers these days.
Uh-huh.
One little tidbit that I'll tell you right now that I pulled that's part of the whole video. No instruction manuals in the games anymore.
Right.
Did you know that?
Tutorials.
I guess it's just there's levels that are supposed to teach you how to play.
No. No manuals? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Whatever. I digress. But that's my top of the show business.
What was your big issue with PlayStation 4?
Well, it's a long story. I mean, I want to get into some music. Maybe I'll sprinkle some in there. But look out for the video on Facebook, or I'll put it on our YouTube page.
So, Gabe, do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's get into the music, I guess. Yeah. Well, it's episode 220, as mentioned before. So I guess you'll be starting us off, Rob.
Oh boy. Yeah, I got some stuff I want to play today. I'm going to start off with Crusader of Senti.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the Crusader of Senti. Tower of Babel. That's what I'm going to go with. Let's get into that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Crusader of Senti, Tower of Babel, coming at you in 1994.
I like that little section, you know?
I thought you might like that, because that first part is all F-switch right there. That first part's all F-switch, yeah. But then it switches into a little something. Let's hit that one more time.
What do you mean? What part? You mean the beginning of this, or?
Well, the that part where it switches into the.
Here it comes.
There it is.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, that's a good part right there. I like that. Yeah.
It's like halfway up the tower, the terrarium. You know, there's lots of plants.
Plants, okay.
You know.
That is from Motokazu Shinoda. Composer for that game there.
I think there's someone else too, I think, right?
That's the only composer I have.
Oh, yeah, no, I think, you know, actually, you're right. Never mind, actually. Okay, so you were saying this is a good game, huh?
No.
You didn't say that?
Crusader Senti?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I thought you said before we played it, or while we were playing it.
Oh, no,
that's
Super Puzzle Fighter.
Oh, Super Puzzle.
Yeah, I haven't played this game. This is like a Zelda-style game, though.
Maybe I should play this, huh?
It's very expensive.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think, like, over $300 kind
really?
Of game, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Dang.
But yeah, you should.
Well, one day. Got other games to play.
I'm not saying you can't play it.
This is like what Gabe was saying. This is like supposed to be the answer to Zelda, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of the used game salesman I was telling you about at Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
Mm-hmm.
The TurboGrafx-16 guy.
Yeah.
This guy had just bought a TurboGrafx-16, and I believe he really just didn't know much about gaming in general.
Uh-huh.
Because the way he was asking questions, it was like someone who had never played games before, because he approached this booth and he said to the guy, "Well, I just got this TurboGrafx-16. I mean, do you recommend any games for it?" I'd never played the TurboGrafx-16, but even I know certain games that I would look for, right?
Like what?
But I would go for the Bonk's Adventures. The pinball, Devil's Crush, Alien Crush.
Yeah.
Is Slaughterhouse any good? I don't remember.
Splatterhouse. Splatterhouse is pretty good. Yeah.
You know, I played that on the Sega Genesis, but those are some games I would look for. But he was almost asking like he didn't know a thing, and the guy who was helping him was almost like a sommelier, right? He laid out all these games. And he was describing each one almost like it was their key points and why you would want to buy them. Almost like someone trying to sell a used car.
Mm-hmm.
But he What was the game that was the answer to Zelda on
Newtopia?
Newtopia. Okay, so he pulls out the Newtopia card and he said, "Now this one is really good." He said, "You've heard of Legend of Zelda?" And the guy's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I have." He put his head down and he went, "Well, this one's better." He said, "Oh, you're going to have many hours of gameplay and it's got great replay value." He said, "You're going to want to take this one."
That's funny. That's funny.
It's like he's pairing the right game for this kind of guy.
Right, right.
Heard of Legend of Zelda? Well, this one's better. But he was serious the way he was playing it. I wish I could have videotaped it because it was so funny. So I guess Crusader of Senti, you heard of Legend of Zelda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the Crusader of Senti, way better. 16 bits. Mm-hmm. 16 bits.
So is Link to the Past.
What are those like fake out fragrances? Like if you love Armani, then you'll love. And then it was like a fake. It was like an imposter fragrance. That's what it reminds me of. If you like Zelda, then you're gonna love whatever. Mon and Army. It's the same game, but it's like a. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, all right. Next up, we're gonna hear from a game that we heard from last month that you played something from, Rob.
Yes.
But, you know, I was listening to more of the soundtrack, and it's a good soundtrack. Super Rugby for the Famicom.
Mm-hmm.
This is from composer Makiko Ito, and another female composer, I think. And we're going to hear Game Theme 1, first half, from Super Rugby for the Famicom. This is music from Super Rugby for the Famicom, music by Makiko Ito. This is Game Theme 1, first half. And this is a cool track. It's got a lot of, movements to it, kind of. I like this part a lot right here. This is cool. This is a good piece.
Doesn't make me think of rugby, though, you know?
The beginning, there's also a beginning that doesn't repeat. That's cool, too, you know?
Yeah. And there's a part where, like, the ball, you see the ball fall down. Wait. It's that doo-doo-doo-doo. Maybe it's earlier. That part. That's the ball going down to the ground. But like,
it's so cool how it goes into this sort of minor kind of section here, you know? It's
kind of almost like Street Fighter 2010 right here.
Oh, really? I don't even... I just thought it sounds like... I don't know what it sounds like.
It sounds like sci-fi to me.
It seems like more of a track about like the good times you have with the team... everything but actually playing rugby.
Oh, it's actually even the bad times too, or the emotional.
Yeah, good times, bad times, all of it. Yeah. Before, but like on the road, before the game, after the game, but definitely not
playing the game. You know, tracks like this would make me want to play this game.
It's very sweet. There's the ball. And then it goes up again.
This is such an interesting, smooth part of the track. You know, it's just all smooth. You know. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, good.
Okay. J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings. How do you say that? T-O-L-K-I-E-N. Tolkien?
Tolkien, I guess.
I think Tolkien.
Tolkien.
What you talking about? J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
For SNES. How about that?
I think the full title of it is J.R.R. Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings, Volume 1.
Okay.
You knew that.
This
game. I knew that.
Why? Why'd you know that?
Because I had this game.
Oh, you did?
It's very bad.
Really?
Very bad game.
Really?
Notorious, yes. This was brought to my attention by a user, Utopia Nemo.
Oh, Newtopia. It's way better. He's way better than the other user, the Zelda user, or whatever you want. I don't know how to say it. What did he say exactly? Well, this is better.
He said, you heard of The Legend of Zelda? The guy went, oh, yeah. He said, well, this is better.
Okay, right. So, Newtopia Nemo, this user's better.
This user's better.
This user's better. You... I mean, you've heard of, User Anonymous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Oh, yeah.
Well, this user's better. Okay? I
don't know. Oh, man. Title theme. That's what I'm going to go with. The title theme.
Okay.
There we go. J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, Volume 1. It's going out to all you Frodos and Frodettes out there. Title theme.
Mm-hmm. Goes like this. That's a funny move right there. It kind of modulates up there. Listen to this. Dun, 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 you know? It's kind of funny.
The party doesn't ever end. When right. You keep thinking the party's over.
Yeah, it just keeps going. Yeah.
Speaking of party, Brent, we got us a couple of gifts here.
Mm-hmm. From who?
KVGM The Last Wave.
Yeah, this is a podcast, yeah.
Sent us a couple of nice gifts here. I'll show you right now. Some CDs.
Okay.
Thanks for the shout. And I hope you enjoy these jams from The Last Wave's first year. Cheers. Hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, look, this for you right there.
All right, yeah.
See that?
So it's a little compilation album, huh?
Yeah, it's pixelated, but a lot of VGM tunes here.
And they're all going to be smooth sounding, I think.
So I'll have to send those your way.
Yeah.
I will send these your way.
All right, well, thank you to Hammock. Hammock.
Hammock.
Next up, we're going to hear from a Sega Master System game that only came out in Europe called Power Strike 2. It might have actually come out in other places, but it did not come out in Japan and the United States or North America. Power Strike 2. This is a different game than Power Strike 2 for Game Gear, which is also called GGLS Day 2. Okay?
Yeah, they're all part of the Aleste series.
Yes.
Of compile but shooters.
That's right. So, this is Power Strike 2 for the Sega Master System Europe. Okay. And we're going to hear Stage 2. This is music by Tsuyoshi Matsushima, who did the music to the Puyo Puyo 2. And, but he's credited as PSG Factory. In this game, PSG Factory. And yeah, this is, here we go. This is Stage 2. Music from Power Strike 2 for the Sega Master System Europe. This is Stage 2, composer Tsuyoshi Matsushima. Do you want to say that what you wanted to say? You might be wrong. He might be wrong.
No, I think I am wrong. I thought that this was available in America through mail order only, like with the black and white artwork. But I think that might be the first one.
Uh-huh.
Power Strike.
Yeah, from what I was able to tell, this is it was Europe only, but, who knows, you know? And again, different than the Power Strike 2 for Game Gear.
Right. That's the GGLS, yeah.
Yeah. And and what were you saying earlier?
Oh, what was the gift, the CDs?
Yeah, it was basically, I think it was probably some of his top picks from his podcast, which is sort of more like
yeah.
It's inspired by the
Can
wave
I see the
kind
bag?
Of. Inspired by the wave, kind of, you know.
The wave.
You know the smooth
like
jazz,
easy listening.
Yeah, kind of a thing,
the
you
wave.
Know. And so smooth, easy listening tracks, and that's his podcast. Is he plays kind of smooth, easy listening tracks? And
oh, that's great.
This is a little compilation of the stuff he's played on the show.
I want to hear that too.
But you.
Oh yeah, no, like you know, we're seeing Rob on the Skype over here, and it just was a moment when he was pulling his glasses down to read the back of the. He's doing it. The scene, like a futuristic old man.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. BGM 2.
Like he pulled his glasses down, but kept it on his nose, kind of.
Like an old man read the paper or something,
right.
Or the instructions for something.
But he's reading about video game music.
Yeah,
you
know? An old
but
man in the future. Yeah,
right. But they're older tracks too, probably. You know? That's funny. Oh, these are some old good tracks here. Oh. Awesome. Oh, VGM.
It was Power Strike 1 that was mail order.
Uh-huh, see?
So, you know, I didn't want to spread disinformation.
So. Yeah, see, me, I did my homework, you know? But I'm not always right. Kind of a modal track, this track, actually. I didn't really talk about the track. Anyway, it's kind of cool. It kind of stays in the same pocket for a while, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it's being in like fast forward, you know. It's just super fast. It's cool though.
Okay, I think it's time to change our viewpoint.
Okay.
Yeah.
To which game?
Viewpoint.
Okay. No, I know.
We've heard from this track,
this game
before.
Mm-hmm. From this game,
this game, from the soundtrack. I meant.
Oh, that's short for soundtrack. We've heard from this track before.
Right. Well, I technically short I said for soundtrack. We've heard from this track before.
Wait. You mean direct?
Strack.
Direct track. Direct. Strack.
Strack.
It's a drag track.
It's like S track.
Right.
We heard from this S track before.
Not all there. Area one.
By the way, I totally forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show, that we're at Studio Mike's today. We're not at Studio Trevor's today. We're at Studio Mike's. So when you hear this other voice,
yeah, in case you're wondering,
this is Mike, Studio Mike. Now you know.
Yeah, welcome.
So anyway, yeah, thanks for having us here. Anyway, forgot to mention that at the beginning. I just realized people maybe they thought you were Trevor. I don't know. Okay.
You know, like when the band maybe partway through the set takes a moment to introduce the band members.
Right.
You can just do it now.
Right exactly.
Right. Now do your drum solo. Put your solo on.
Okay. Anyway, so all right, back to sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, it's funny that the name of the track is Not All There, because maybe people were thinking, "Wait, what? Doesn't seem like everyone's there. They're not all there."
Right, there you go.
Area one, viewpoint. Let's go. Not All There. Viewpoint. Sega Genesis. Man, that's what's up right there, huh? Are you loving that?
I love that. What is it? Sample? The one.
What?
I want to hear that. One, two. I want that count.
Oh, there was a count. There was a count off.
It sounds like. I want to hear it more.
right. The sound.
Like, how big is. Like, how many megabytes do you think this game was? And how much of it
wasn't
was
any
that
megabyte.
Sound?
It wasn't even a megabyte. It's how much probably of that? K, right?
No, it's probably like one.
Oh, 1 megabyte?
It could be.
And then how big is that sound file? I feel like that's a big file, percentage of the game
the
right
sound
there.
File is going to be kilobytes.
Yeah.
Very crunchy. Sounds like he's saying it or dropping gravel as he says it. If you hear it. I
don't... Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
It sounds like there's some gravel in there.
That's funny. He says hit it, doesn't
hit
he?
Hit it, yeah.
He goes
hit
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it, whatever.
Or, yeah, I don't know. I'm just interested in the file size of that. Like, that sample is for sure bigger than the entire rest of the song, right?
No.
It's all part of the same thing.
Not necessarily, right?
I don't know, because the rest of the song is on samples. It's just
that's
programming.
I mean.
Actually, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
And then,
I would say those samples are
the
biggest
part.
And then,
like, what
of the
percentage
song.
Yeah, of the entire game. I know it's a much smaller fraction, but bigger than most if it doesn't have samples.
The sampler was so crude, you know, that it's...
Well, they would use, like...
But I was thinking, that's Genesis, right? That sounds pretty clear to me, I guess, for... I don't know.
Like, they would use... Often the same samples or similar, you know, throughout the whole game or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was so small space. Could,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's
so
any other songs.
So that 1, 2, 3, 4 thing, that's bigger than the tracks because it's not... Because it is generated in real time, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the information is just telling the Genesis to play stuff. So it's not storing any recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it is bigger.
FM synth, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, I think... No, not yet. Oh, yeah, actually... Yeah, I think it's time for Gabe's Corner.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Think. All right? Yeah.
This episode of Gabe's Corner, you're going to hear kind of an explosive situation from Final Fight 3. The song is Explosive Situation.
Right, Explosive Situation. That sounds like something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds very... Sounds like something we probably all experienced at one point or another.
Okay, Final Fight. They're like, you know, eating turkey off the ground, right?
Oh, and curry, too.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. Yeah. I mean, curry alone, but like curry from the ground.
There's like beer.
Yeah. It's like you're begging for an explosive situation at that point.
They eat curry?
Yeah, in one of them. You pick up and it says curry.
I think
the arcade one, yeah.
Right. So but certainly the turkey,
The street turkey.
The turkey you find in the barrels.
You know, I saw a restaurant recently in Los Angeles. I drove by it. It said turkey, only turkey, or something like that. Or something like that. It said just turkey.
That's so weird.
Weird, right?
I was just in Las Vegas, and I thought it was weird. There was a little chicken shack, but it was so-and-so chicken and turkey. And I thought that was weird. I'm like,
only birds.
Weird to feature. Yeah. Turkey seems like a weird thing in the future, but just turkey.
Just turkey.
Yeah. That's something else.
Yeah, that's interesting.
This is from Katsunari Kitajima. Explosive Situation from Final Fight 3, Super Nintendo. Here we go. We'll be right back. explosive situation from Final Fight 3, Katsunari Kitajima, Super Nintendo.
Yeah, pretty cool.
This part, I don't know why, it kind of reminds me of Secret of Mana.
Right to here. Me, it reminded me... Oh, yeah.
The chords. Not this, not the jazzy stuff.
But. To me, it reminded me of... it reminds me of another, some other Capcom games, like Knights of the Round and Magic Sword.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Wait. Yeah, I was... I was just laughing the whole time because I was... I heard a few... situations when the explosion could have happened, but and in between, like the roller coaster ride that, you know, someone's stomach might do. There's a part near the end where it's just like, I hope they made it.
Yeah.
I hope they made it home at that point.
Right. It's like jazz fusion.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's going to be a photo
finish. You're parked in the car.
Yeah, it's a little fusion.
But
it's
sometimes it calms down.
This is what you made it. It's like photo finish, you know. Just
yeah.
Just in time. So really, it's about avoiding an explosive situation. Yeah. This whole song.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll leave it up to you to decide if they, you know, the explosion happens at home or on the field.
Or on the streets.
On the streets.
Actually, I keep thinking of Streets of Rage, actually. This is Final Fight 3.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very good game, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen to that. Listen to that solo. Drum solo. Listen to that.
There's the accident.
So, Final Fight 3 is better than the other Final Fights?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Why?
I mean, it's very fast. You could play with two people. I mean, you could play with two people in Final Fight 2, but Final Fight 2 is okay. But Final Fight 3, and you can do, like, special moves, like Hadouken kind of moves.
Really?
And stuff,
you can do a Hadouken?
Mm-hmm.
Did that come out in the arcade? Oh,
Guy can do that.
I only played the arcade
no,
one.
No, only 2 and 3 are exclusive to Super Nintendo.
Interesting. And all the same characters? Cody, Kai,
no,
Guy?
It's Guy. It's Guy.
Hagar? Hagar the Horrible?
I think he is. And it's got a Dean from Final Fight 2, I think.
I don't know.
I play with Guy. So.
I never even played those
Hagar,
games.
Hagar, he says Key. Oreo, right? Doesn't it go Oreo?
Yeah.
It's funny. You know, I always thought he would go wah, wah. But I guess he was going
I
Oreo.
I only heard Oreo.
I just remembered it always as wah, wah. Like this thing where he goes this?
Yeah.
When I'm moving my arms.
It's a spin thing.
I'm doing the spin arm thing.
It's kind of a Zangief.
It's spinning
a
Zangief.
Move,
yeah. Well, he's kind of based on Zangief.
Yeah.
He's based on Zangief.
He's like a pre-Zangief.
Michael Hagar.
Oh, wait, no. He's I was thinking before Zangief, but probably after.
Oh, well, he's in Saturday Night Slam Masters,
that's
right? Hagar is,
I was about
right?
to mention that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, he is.
But he's kind of based on Zangief, no?
I don't know.
With that raw thing, you know,
that's just his body size too.
No, Oreo.
I thought he was going raw. That's how I remembered it.
Well, anyways, this game is very good.
Hmm.
If you like beat 'em ups that are fast and good.
Well, maybe I should check it out, huh? Is it expensive?
It's up there a little bit, but not crazy.
I don't need it.
It's no Crusader Ascenti. By the way, that composer. Katsunari Kitajima. I played a track from Android Assault on a Beyond 16-bit episode, and he played guitar on that track. And then he composed the soundtrack.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah.
Which I think I mentioned on that episode.
Oh, really?
That he did Final Fight 3.
Uh-huh. By the way, I got a game for Christmas.
What'd you get?
I got the Splatterhouse for Famicom.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
One Paku Graffiti.
Yeah. I haven't played it. I haven't got it yet, actually. I got it, but I didn't get it.
Gotcha.
Speaking of Splatterhouse, because you mentioned it earlier.
And an explosive situation.
An explosive situation. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Next up, we're going to hear from a game called Chiku Denya Tobi Bit 2 no Kubikiri Yakata Yori. This is a PC Engine game. And we're going to hear a track called Investigation Main Theme. This is... I'm trying to remember... gosh, I looked this information up and now I kind of forgot. But... well, anyway, I think it might be a kind of visual novel type of situation, I think. And the composer credited, the name is Kiss. K-I-S-S.
The band?
Well, maybe. But yeah, there's that's I don't know who, what the, I mean, it's obviously an alias, and I don't know who the person behind Kiss is, but Kiss, this is music from Kiss. Chiku Denya Tobi Bitu no Kubikiri Yakata Yori. Investigation Main Theme. You're listening to Kiss on the Legacy Music Hour. This is music from Kiss, composer Kiss. Chiku Denya Tobi Bitu no Kubikiri Yakata no Yori. For the PC Engine, Investigation Main Theme. Sounds like something. What is that? This all sounds like something, you know? All the parts. Every part of this sounds like something, doesn't it?
Like how it's kind of out of tune.
Yeah, uh-huh. The bass line, the bass part. It's like sounds neat by itself, and then that second note comes in, and it sounds like... Yeah.
It's definitely a PC Engine thing. Those musicians can't tune.
Wait, or maybe that's as close as they could get to the sound they wanted.
The beginning of this kind of doesn't repeat, I think.
What do you call that? The diddle-do when a song starts with this. Wait. I've heard that in a lot of music.
Yeah.
It's a Picardy third?
And they do it again one more time.
I don't know. Yeah, that, like, well, yeah, and then this thing surrounding it kind of go down.
When he goes like
the I've heard a lot of like older classical pieces.
It's like when you hit a chord and you drop like the fifth, you know, or something like a step or half step.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. All right.
Okay, okie dokie. Okay. Psycho Drain.
Mm-hmm.
Heard from this something like 4 or 5 years ago, something like that.
When I got this game, I got it in the mail. I had just got it in the mail, and Mike, you were with me, actually, and we tested it out for a second. Or maybe I had just gotten it. Maybe I did test it out and showed it to you. Yeah, maybe we tested it out.
What game was it?
Psycho Dream.
No, I mean, I don't know
the
name.
It's a Super Famicom game. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's surreal looking.
Opening is what I'm going to go with.
All right.
That is the opening to Psycho Dream. It's a little disturbing, no? Chilling?
Yeah, they're babies, right?
The baby voice laughing is, or crying or whatever is, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds it's a little disturbing. Slightly disturbing.
I get Akira vibes from this mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah,
the babies are like a rebirth, because it's like peaceful after that. It doesn't.
We got this thing,
huh?
That like really dissonant. It's gone now.
Is that a marimba in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This reminds me of this song.
Oh, Midnight Directives by Owen Pallett?
This part kind of reminds me of part of that song.
Interesting, because there's another track I've compared to that song, you know?
Yeah.
It was from Tough Enough. there's a track that sounds like Midnight Directives, huh?
Just that one part kind of reminded me of it a little bit. The same kind of energy.
Secret of Mana right here.
You know what I'm thinking about now?
What?
Having a child could be considered a psycho dream. And that creepy opening, that's like... And since this song is called Opening, this is like the beginning of your adventure with your child in this psycho dream. And it's, it takes you on this weird ride.
Yeah. Totally. Or you're the child. Maybe that's you crying.
Opening, it's like giving birth, you know. Yeah. Opening.
Right.
Yeah, what if, you know, when you have a kid that their first cry is that exact cry? Like, oh my, is it a dream? Is it all a dream?
It's kind of cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's cool how it starts off with the baby and then it goes into this sort of Asiatic sound, you know?
That pan flute.
That's so interesting. Weird. Yeah, that's interesting.
What is that? Dong, the little gong. Not the. Oh, I guess it is. It's like a vibraphone or something.
Yeah, marimba. Yeah,
I guess marimba. Like yeah. I like. This is my favorite part of the song right here. It's so good.
Next up, we're going to hear from a Famicom Disk System game called Samurai Sword. And this happens to be Yoko Shimomura's first game, who is the composer on this. So Yoko Shimomura, of course, of Street Fighter II fame and many other things. So this is her first game. She's credited as Oimono Yochan. And yeah, again, this is from Samurai Sword for the Famicom Disk System. We're going to hear the title screen. This is the title screen from Samurai Sword, music by Yoko Shimomura. Pretty good, huh? For a, I mean, this is a first game. First time...
love that.
First time composer.
So good. I'm such a sucker for those sentimental tones. It sounds like the end... The way it starts off sounds like it's like it would be near the end of a game or the credits.
Mm-hmm. It's emotional.
Yeah, very. Sentimental, I think, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of got a very, it really sets a sort of, you know, sets a, whatever, an atmosphere of like, this is a big adventure you're going to start on or something, you know? Reminds me of the morning, too. Sounds like morning, you know? You know that piece of music that's used for mourning a lot in cartoons and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, doesn't it sound like that a little bit?
The classical music piece.
Yeah, it's used in cartoons all the time.
Yeah, the one that like the rest of that piece sounds nothing like that too.
Right, but that you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Isn't that from the William Tell overture?
Is it?
I'm not sure.
I'm wondering what that's from. No, it's isn't it from. I don't know. It's like da 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 da. What is that?
It's
Nickelback.
It says Edvard Grieg's Suite Number 1.
Okay, Grieg.
Maybe not, though. I'm just looking up. Hmm. That was the first thing I searched.
This part right here. It's interesting how the bass goes dun 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 dun, you know? Dun 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 dun. It's interesting.
Bass line kind of gives me a kind of a Metroid kind of.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, interesting. Samurai Sword.
Why don't you Google William Tell morning song, William Tell overture?
Okay, go do it. Oh, I'll try to.
Go and ask Jeeves. Go and ask Jeeves. Look it up.
William Tell Overture?
Oh, I see. I'm seeing, yeah, William Tell Overture a little further down on this thread I searched.
I'm always right. I'm always right.
You're always right.
I'm always right.
Let me just look it up real quick.
I'm looking.
Is it the finale? Isn't the William Tell Overture like da 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 da? It is.
But there's a different movement to it.
Let's see this one here. This is the full version. This is a full version coming up.
There's Morning Song, William Tell.
Oh, it's the beginning of the overture, perhaps.
Maybe.
So, that's what I think of when I think of... Oh, what's that?
I just put in Morning Song, that's, William Tell.
That's the William Tell Overture.
Is that the William Tell Overture? Oh, and who made it? Rossini?
Yes. I'm guaranteeing you that's probably the first movement, the first or second movement.
So that's the first movement, huh?
See? You see how that works? You see how that works? See how that works?
Oh, I didn't even realize that da-da-da-da-da-da-da was part of the same work as da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I didn't know that either.
It's the first
movement. If you had watched enough Warner Brothers cartoons, you would know that they go hand in hand.
Okay,
that was my exposure to that piece of music.
And which
to movement, that opera?
Which movement is the explosive situation?
We're all thinking the same thing. That's so the final
first,
movement.
I was going to say maybe it's the first movement.
No, that could be the first movement actually. Well,
usually, I mean, my experience.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's your turn.
Okay. Now, originally, I had planned to play The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening on Game Boy. Have you heard of it?
I've played it. I've beaten it. I have it.
I just beat the new version of it.
There's a remake of it that came out.
I own and beat both versions. So
yeah, well, the Crusader of Senti is better. So I'm going to play another track from Crusader of Senti.
You know, Sonic.
Really?
Sonic makes an appearance.
Yeah. No. What?
Sonic makes an appearance in that game.
Which one?
Crusader.
Oh. Sonic makes an appearance.
Yeah, he's like chilling on the beach.
Oh, really?
Or something.
Are you serious? Really? Oh, that makes me like that game even more. I already like the game because the main character's name is Corona.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, maybe I knew that. You sure you don't want to change it up for, you know, because you're only playing five tracks, you know?
Yeah, but this Crusader of Senti, I really just want to get it out because I was sitting on this.
You don't want to save it for next month?
I think it
keeps gets variety going in this.
The Legend of Zelda, I think, can wait.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm feeling Root Temple.
Okay.
Crusader of Senti, Root Temple.
I love it.
Sweet little jam right there.
This composer, by the way, I guess only did one game soundtrack. Motokazu.
One and done. Sometimes that's all you need.
Made it count.
Motokazu Shinoda.
Is that the end?
Kind of.
That.
Yeah, it is. That's the end of the loop.
Does it lead in? Did it normally lead into another track or something?
No. I think it just went in back into this. Yeah.
It's like the magic sparkles that hide the seam or something. Uh-huh.
Okay, next up we're going to hear from a Super Famicom game called Cats Run, Zen Niho Ke Kar Senshuken. This is music by Y. Takahama, who could be Yosuke, but I don't know, maybe not, S. Nagano, and M. Shichi. We're going to hear Street Race 2, and... this is it's a racing game, as you might assume, and uses those mode
7
graphics. Bless you.
Is that here?
It's outside. I don't think the listeners could hear that, but somebody sneezed outside. Cats Run for the Super Famicom. This is Cats Run, Zen Nihon Ke Kar Senshuken for the Super Famicom. Music by Y. Takahama, S. Nagano, and M. Shichi. This is Street Race 2.
Brent.
Yes, sir.
Cats Run.
Uh-huh. Cats Run, that's another movement. You know? That's another, like, could be another explosive situation.
Bells, they don't ring either. They stop as soon as the next part. Right. As soon as the bass comes in, they're gone. There's no ringing out.
Right.
Mode 7 game, huh?
Yeah.
I was such a sucker for that.
Sure.
I loved it.
It's cool.
I couldn't get enough of it. There was like a baseball game that had it, and it showed like the paper after the game, and they let you zoom in and out of it and spin it around, and that is the only part of the baseball game I cared about. I'd like get to the end and then just sit there spinning the paper around. It blew my mind. It was incredible.
It is really cool. I still think it's cool.
It is.
It is still cool.
Yeah. So for a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. You can also comment there and ask questions and so forth. And you can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
You can always give us a jingle, 281-SONIC-91.
And, yeah. What's the topic of this episode?
Movements.
Yeah. Movements, of course.
Situations.
Movements. Situations. Runs. Movements. Runs. Situations. Diarrhea.
I was going to say diarrhea.
Should we just call it diarrhea?
I was going to say we'll call it diarrhea.
Maybe I should call the episode diarrhea, even though we never said that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you know, like we're
I
saying,
like movements.
Yeah, the
movements.
Sommelier, you know, it's music to poo to.
Music to poo to. Oh,
poo to. Music to poo to.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Or you could say it to make it sound like music to poo to.
It's like, do you like constipation? Do you like constipation? Say, oh yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I'm saying, do you like constipation?
No, or whoever say.
You say it.
Okay, I'm gonna say, do you like constipation? Okay. And then you say, oh yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, say it. Okay, do you like constipation?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, diarrhea is better. Or something like that. How did you say it again?
Do you know The Legend of Zelda?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this one's better.
Oh, yeah, well, this okay, well, diarrhea is better.
It's, yeah.
Actually, check this out.
Legend
you know, you know Legend of Zelda? You know The Legend of Zelda, Rob?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, diarrhea is better.
Oh, man.
Cats run.
Cats
yeah,
runs.
It's definitely, this is the diarrhea episode. Definitely. I mean, you know, you got, yeah, man. I mean, cats run. I don't know.
Power strike.
Power Strike. Yeah, yeah, Power Strike. Power Strike 2.
Oh, yeah, 2.
Number 2. Power Strike number 2. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, let's see. Is there anything else to mention here? If you like the program, you can go on iTunes. You can rate and review it.
If you like my house, you can come over and hang out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're inviting the users to come hang out
come
here.
Come on over.
Okay.
Lots of games around here.
You can also you can connect on Facebook if you want to follow the Facebook page or whatever. Maybe in the next year we're going to get some kind of Patreon thing going, maybe, huh? I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, get some behind the scenes things going. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Rob got these rants that he goes on sometimes on the phone with me. They're kind of not appropriate for the regular show, but. You know, I don't know.
They're maybe appropriate for tier 3 of the
maybe,
Patreon.
Maybe, yes, yeah, exactly. Maybe like a high tier, you get some rants from Rob, uncensored.
Rob After Dark.
Yeah. It's like Rob F switch. Rob F word switch. I don't know. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. All right. I think that's about it. Okay, well, thank you to Studio Mike for hosting, Mike Fisher for having us here.
Very welcome.
And this might be a kind of a regular thing. We'll see what happens, you know?
Fantastic.
And, okay. Our engineer is Gabe Castro. Thank you, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Donnelly does our mixtapes. And check out for that halfway point coming out later this month.
All right.
Mixtape 110. I mean, come on now. That's kind
which
of
is
cool.
Half a kind of half a 220s,
a 220s, half a 220. This is yeah. Episode 220.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's that. Okay. We'll be closing with a track from the game The Great Battle 5 for the Super Famicom. This is music composed by Kenosuke Sumura and Norihiko Togashi. And we're going to hear a track called Mountain Path. And I tell you, this track, it sounds so much like Chrono Trigger. And one would even say maybe it's a ripoff of Chrono Trigger. It's kind of funny because you usually hear stuff that sounds like pop songs, you know, or non-video game music. This sounds like a popular video game track. Actually,
what came out first?
Yeah, that's a good question, but
like,
I'm pretty sure.
Like how Sonic lifted from Mario.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You hear that, Rob?
And Honey in the Sky.
Did I mention that here? I was telling you that, Brent.
No, what?
I was telling you that here. Like when you hear a song or track and it reminds you of like a pop song, you should find out which one came first. I mean, it's probably most often the pop song, but it'd be interesting to hear like example of a, you know, the pop song coming after the video game track.
Right.
Or have you had that happen?
Well, that's never. I mean, I don't think most pop songs are getting influenced by video games.
I know, but maybe it was like
there's gonna
be a one-off thing. Right. Worth checking the date.
Now, The Great Battle 5 came out in 95. Chrono Trigger probably came out in 94, maybe? Right? That's my guess. Let's find out.
Sure it's not The Great Battle
number 2. I don't
think
it came out in 94.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe 93.
95.
Five, wow. Okay.
Chrono Trigger, well, at least in the United States, or in North America.
It's a late release.
Let's see, Chrono Trigger in North America, when did this, I mean, when did it come out in Japan? That's a real question. Let's see. Oh, this is not going to give me, all right.
Brent.
Yes?
Don't you think Great Battle number 2 would be more appropriate?
Right, I know. Well, 5 is the next level of diarrhea.
That's have super, you ever gone number 5?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they used to say 3 was diarrhea, you know.
Oh, man.
Final Fight 3.
What?
Final Fight
3. Right, exactly. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because 1 was pee, 2 was poo, 3 is diarrhea, I think. Or 3 was constipation, 4 was diarrhea?
I don't know. Or, I don't, I'm not familiar with this number
5
system.
Is farting, I think. So I'm thinking, well, whatever. It's like a pre-diarrhea kind of thing. All right, so let's see here. All right. Yeah, 95. Came out in 95. Interesting. They both came out the same year. In fact, okay, apparently Chrono Trigger came out in March 95. Okay. Let me just see something here. I'm kind of curious. Great Battle 5. Let's just see. I'm just curious if I can get it, if there is a month on this to see. Oh, not. It came out in December 95. So, you know, they came out the same year, but probably. But, you know, yeah, so you, I don't know how long it was in development for, but I tell you this, it would be interesting if this is a coincidence, because this sounds like this is Chrono Trigger. It sounds like Chrono Trigger. I'm just telling you right now. And maybe, even though this is the closing track, maybe we'll come on mic for a little bit just to sort of revel in the notion that this is a copycat track. Well, I don't know, you know, it's not exactly, it's a different track, definitely. It's not copycat, but it really sounds like Chrono Trigger. Okay, here we go. The Great Battle 5, Mountain Path. And my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour.
Hour.
Thank you for listening. Just to get on mic for a little bit, I mean, this is Chrono Trigger, right? Sounds like it.
I mean, I just heard it right before this. It sounds pretty identical.
I mean, it's different. It is different, but it is sounding so similar, though. Yeah. Anyway, all right.